Beetlejuice is a new comedy film with a supernatural twist. Film critic Stephen Schiff says its director has successfully used new film techniques to explore some old comic styles.
About 10 years ago, movie special effects achieved a new plateau. With Star Wars and Close Encounters of the Third Kind and Superman, Hollywood's master illusionists proved they could create convincing live-action versions of the sights and sounds you could once find only in animation. The new technology could make a cartoon world look real. Movie makers used their special effects skills to make people fly, and to make spaceships look authentic, and to create increasingly creepy monsters, but they left most of the cartoon legacy untapped. I'm talking about the crazy metamorphic world of the great old Warner Brothers cartoons, for example, in which every natural law was flouted in the name of bamboozling Porky Pig or Daffy Duck. Of the lonely pioneers who actually ventured into this haywire realm, only Joe Dante, who directed Gremlins, has gotten very far. But now Tim Burton joins his ranks with the outlandish new ghost comedy Beetlejuice. The plot centers on a likable young couple called the Maitlands, played by Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis. After they die in a car accident near their idyllic Vermont house, they find they've turned into ghosts, doomed to inhabit that house for the next 125 years. Unfortunately, the house has new tenants, god-awful New Yorkers who want to redecorate and scream at each other, and, in short, make our heroes' lives, or rather their deaths, a living hell. The Maitlands try scaring them away, haunted house style, but they just don't have what it takes. They waft around moaning in designer sheets. But even the new tenant's lugubrious daughter, wonderfully played by Winona Ryder, can see right through them, so to speak.
What do you look like under there?
Aren't you scared?
I'm not scared of sheets. Are you gross under there? Are you Night of the Living Dead under there?
Like it or not, there's only one way to get rid of the new people, and that's to call on a professional ghoul named Beetlejuice, a prolific prince of terror played by Michael Keaton. Unfortunately, the movie waits too long to bring him on at full speed. And while we wait, the director's rampant inventiveness becomes too much of a good thing. Beetlejuice manages to be at once prodigiously imaginative and faintly boring. There's not enough story to support this surfeit of brilliantly cartoony effects. Still, the movie's generosity is pretty winning. The tricks in it bend over backwards to thrill you, and they succeed. And when Michael Keaton is around, he takes the screen by storm. His Beetlejuice is the ultimate lounge lizard, a seedy con man whose cons have the extra spin that supernatural powers confer. And part of the fun in Keaton's performance is the pride his character takes in his accomplishments. Beetlejuice is vain enough to think of himself as an artiste.
I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy. Now, what do you think? You think I'm qualified?
The success of this picture may give Michael Keaton's career a boost, and no one deserves it more. As this movie so amply demonstrates, Keaton is right up there with Steve Martin and Robin Williams. He's one of the very best comic actors we have.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.